poll, voters expect more partisan divisions after midterms. By Hannah Blow on November 18, 2022. U.S. voters only expect partisan divisions to worsen in Washington, D.C. After the midterm elections, a Rasmussen Report survey released Thursday found. The survey, taken roughly a week after the midterm elections, asked respondents about their outlook on the future of the country following the election, which saw Republicans ultimately taking back the House. Over the next year, will politics in Washington become more partisan or more cooperative? It asked. Most, 54%, said it will become more partisan, and 26% expressed the belief that it will be more cooperative. Another 20% remain unsure. Most Republicans and independents, 62% and 56%, respectively, believe it will be more partisan, and a plurality of Democrats, 44%, agree as well. When asked if the country will become more or less divided over the next year, half said it will become more divided. Only 15% remain optimistic that it will become less divided, and 30% believe it will remain about the same. Republicans, 60%, believe the country will become more divided over the next year under President Biden's leadership and a split Congress, and a plurality of independents and Democrats agree. Per Rasmussen Reports, President Joe Biden's strongest supporters are less likely to expect more partisan politics in D.C. among voters who strongly approve of Biden's job performance as president. 42% believe politics in Washington will become more partisan over the next year. But among those who strongly disapprove of Biden's performance, 73% expect more partisanship. The survey was taken November 14 to 15, 2022. Among 1,000 U.S. likely voters and has a +3% margin of error. It comes on the heels of Republicans officially taking back the U.S. House of Representatives, a feat achieved earlier this week with the win of Trump-backed Kevin Kiley in California. The era of one-party Democrat rule in Washington is over. Washington now has a check and balance. The American people have a say in their government, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said. On Thursday, House Republicans outlined some of the moves they will make with a majority in the lower chamber, including opening investigations into the Biden crime family. The announcement of the investigations follows Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweizer's 2018 and 2020 books, Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. The New York Times bestsellers exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweizer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Additionally, Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses. Hunter Biden is the subject of the narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was produced by the Unreported Story Society. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com.